You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
John Wall yesterday officially announced his retirement from the NBA. John Wall, for me, is an all-time Mount Rushmore Wizard Bullet. And I'm talking about the Bullets in D.C., not Baltimore. My Mount Rushmore is Elvin Hayes 1, Wes Unseld 2, John Wall 3, Bobby Dandridge 4. Just missing Gil and Phil. From that Mount Rushmore. That's not the question. The question is, should the Wizards retire John Wall's jersey? If you want to weigh in, 301-230-0980. There are only three jerseys from Bullets in D.C. that have had their jersey retired. Five franchise history, including Baltimore. Earl Monroe, Gus Johnson, Wes Unseld, Elvin Hayes, and Phil Chenier. Elvin Hayes is the greatest player in franchise history. I've got Wes, too. I don't care what order you put those two guys in. I think John's three. You know, something that I didn't know and a friend of mine shared with me. The value over replacement player number, which is really the overall advanced number, John Wall's two in franchise history behind Wes. Bradley Beal's actually three. Elvin's four. Gilbert Arenas is five. All-time leading assists, all-time leading steals. And how about this? All-time leading rebounders in franchise history. He's 10th for defensive rebounds as a point guard. John Wall has some signature moments. The three that he hit to force Game 7 against Boston in 2017. And a signature game, Game 6 that same year in 2017. On the road against Atlanta. Put away the Hawks with 15 out of the last 17 points for the team in the fourth quarter. By the way, hitting as they went underneath every single screen, you know, daring him to make that mid-range shot, knocking down each one of them, not to mention an unbelievable block defensively. 42 points in that game, 7 assists, and total clutch down the stretch. Look, it is a bit of an indictment on the franchise's history that, to me, for me anyway, that John Wall's so easily on the Mount Rushmore of players in history. He played 9 years. He was injury-riddled for sure. But we have what we have to work with. And for me, it's a no-brainer. John Wall's jersey should be retired by the Wizards. Because for me, a Mount Rushmore player has to have his jersey retired. Ted did put out a very nice statement yesterday on John Where is it? Hold on. 15 years ago, the Wizards selected John Wall with the first overall pick out of Kentucky. We knew we were getting an elite point guard to join the Wizards ranks, and we ended up with so much more. 10 years of John Wall on the Wizards and a legacy to last a lifetime. John was simply outstanding. In his time on the Wizards, he went from rising star in his rookie year to a five-time NBA All-Star. Alongside Bradley Beal, the dynamic duo led the team in four playoff runs. That was out of 5 years. Remember that year they didn't make it, lots of injuries. DC fans adored John for the player he was on the court and the person he is off it. We could feel how much John genuinely loved DC, and the district loved him back. His investment into the community through philanthropy, events, and youth basketball programs made a difference in the lives of so many. His loyalty, community involvement, and passion went above and beyond what was expected, and we all loved him for it. As the news breaks of John's retirement from the game, I know all of us in DC are sending him our well wishes and are excited to see what's coming next. Thanks for everything, John, on behalf of all of us at the Washington Wizards and at MSC, that's Monumental Sports and Entertainment. Congratulations on your retirement. I think they're going to retire his jersey. It would be insane not to. I've had John on the show a couple of times in the last year. He's going to be doing a lot of work for Amazon Prime in the NBA. He is, for me, I'll just be candid with you, very surprised at how good he is as an analyst and as a communicator. And I think he's going to have a very successful career. He is a basketball junkie, but that's not the question. The question is, should he have his jersey retired? Yes or no? I say unequivocally yes. It's easy for me. I'm a lifelong Bullets Wizards fan, and we've suffered, you know, for a lot of years. And a lot of it's on current ownership and the way things have been handled. Hopefully 5 years from now, there's a contending team. But those four playoff, you know, years with John and Brad and Gortat and Nene and Trevor Ariza and Paul Pierce, etc., those teams were better than the Gill teams and the Antoine teams. They were, because they actually defended. They were just better teams. They won three playoff series, and they had a chance, you know, in all three second rounds to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Had a chance against Indiana that first year. John doesn't break his hand. They have a chance against Atlanta. And certainly they had a chance in Game 7 against Boston. John, for me, easy, no-brainer, retire his jersey, hang it in the rafters with Wes, Elvin, and Phil as Washington Bullets. You know, they were Bullets. He would be the first Wizard. Let's go to Joe in Springfield. Joe, what do you say?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
I'm good, Joe.
You know, I would say absolutely yes that they should retire John Wall's jersey. I mean, considering that run we had in the playoffs, I mean, and if not for him getting hurting his hand like in 2015, we would have played in the Eastern Conference Finals. And then after the buzzer beater in Game 6 against Boston, I understand that it was a back and forth in Game 7 against Boston, we would have had the conference finals again. We would have played LeBron and the Cavs both times.
Yeah, none of those teams were going to the finals, but they all had legitimate chances to be in the Final Four in the Eastern Conference finals.
Absolutely. Yeah, and he definitely gave us a chance all those times. Even, I mean, I understand he played hurt in like one of those series, but he definitely gave us a chance, and especially that 42-point game to close out the Hawks in Game 6, I think, in 2015.
One of the great individual playoff performances in franchise history. There aren't a lot of them to choose from, and you got to be old to know the ones that lead the list. Elvin Hayes' Game 7 against the Hawks in 79, 39 points, I think 18 rebounds, 7 block shots. Bobby D in Game 7 against San Antonio. There are some incredible performances from when the franchise was relevant. Gill, obviously, with the game winner against Chicago in Game 5 that set up the opportunity to win Game 6 at home. But what he did in Atlanta in Game 6 to put that series away, that's top three, top four playoff performances in franchise history. No doubt.
There's no way Gilbert's going to get his jersey retired, Kevin. It's John Wall all the way.
Yeah. Thanks, Joe. Scott in Frederick, should John Wall's jersey be retired? Yes or no?
Well, I'm gonna go. First of all, I'm a little biased. I was his UPS driver, and we moved to Potomac. So I can tell you he was a really, really, really nice guy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to say yes. You made a great point, though. You said it's really more of an indictment on the franchise than anything else. I mean, if John Wall's on the Lakers, does he get retired? No. I mean, so many teams out there he wouldn't. But
sure.
I think in this case, he definitely should have him retired. He was a dynamite person. I can tell you that personally. And, you know, I definitely have to say yes. He's definitely better than Gilbert Arenas was. And those Wizards team, you're right. I think they would have been top four, you know, level. But they just didn't have what it took, you know, to really get past. But John Wall is definitely the catalyst on those teams.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to Jay in Columbia. Jay, yes or no on John Wall's jersey being retired?
I would say absolutely he needs to have his jersey retired at Rose Bar.
Okay. What about for the franchise?
No, I think he should. I mean, it's just a shame. You know, I think the underlying thing with even the question is the competency or lack of competency of Ted and just the whole ownership group to get them to play at a level where they could get through deeper into the playoffs.
Right.
And sadly, you know, we sit here today and we're further back than where we were, you know? So I think John did the best he could. I was most impressed with, I was at a Nats game where he was throwing out the first pitch and I was really impressed with how good he was with the general public. He was signing autographs.
I thought you were going to say the pitch, which was not very impressive, but yes,
the pitch
he
was
is
impressive, but he was.
Yes,
and,
I agree.
And I didn't realize how much community outreach he did. So I think it's a combination of both. I'd say yes.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not even factoring that in, to be honest with you. I'm factoring in just pure basketball. But anyway, Mark in Largo. Mark, you literally have 30 seconds, so go.
Okay, John should have his number retired. And Kevin, you're crazy to think that Gilbert Arenas is not better than John Wall. John never went up against LeBron James at all in the playoffs. Gilbert did. Gilbert
and
went up
happened?
For the last three times.
And what happened in all those
and they lost. But I'm saying that was when LeBron was in his prime. Yeah. But Gilbert put us on the map. Don't forget that. Gilbert put us on
the map. Put us on the map?
Gilbert got
how
here.
So? They won one playoff series with Gil. One.
Nobody came to Washington before Gilbert got here.
Well, they came to watch the other teams.
Nobody even recognized the Wizards.
I agree with you,
here.
But that's not a reason to put him ahead of John Wall because all of a sudden there was some brief temporary excitement for the team. Gil's great. He's just on the outside for me. He's arguably, after Elvin Hayes, the greatest scorer in franchise history. I got to run, though. I told you, 30 seconds. That's it. I got to go. I'm up against a hard break. Chris Russell next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.